Okay, we are holding in Reishin Aleph Sif Yud Aleph. Just by way of Hakdamal outline, there's going to be five different permutations, cases being discussed in this Sif. The first one is a case where you just have enough wine for one cup of wine. Well, it's not Bitsimtsum, right? I mean, besides Pshikos for Havdalah. The second case is going to be where you have enough for one cup, but it's Bitsimtsum. It's precisely that exact amount. Then the third case we'll talk about is what happens when you have just enough for one cup of wine, but you don't have enough for Havdalah. The fourth case is going to be where you have enough for one cup, and you have like beer or something, you have Chamar Medina to use for the Havdalah. And then the fifth case that the Sif talks about is where you have enough just for two cups, but it's done with an exact amount, Betzimtzum. So says the Mechaber like this, Im Eino El Kois Echad, Mekadesh Bo Belayla, V'Eino Toi Mimeno, Shelo Yif Gemenu. So you should just make Kiddush on it, but don't drink from the coast directly. So what do? Says the Mechaber, Ela Shofech Mimenu Lekois Acher, you're going to pour into a nick and pour it out to a different cup, V'toim Yaim Shel Kiddush Me'akos Hasheni, you're going to drink from that second cup. The Mishnah Berurah says in Nun, Shofech Mimenu Kishir Melalugmav, Nunav Mikos Sheni Umogin V'mogin Avraham hiskim l'dasa toisvus, v'kos shel chovet tzarech liyos tem'im edavka mikos sheish bo revias hayayin. The one you're drinking has to have revias in it. Al kein hanochon she'asakach, that's the correct thing to do. Yishpoch mitechile mehakos harishon l'toch kos achri, pour a little bit out first, v'yizar she'yishayar bo revias yayin. You have to keep revias in there. So revias we have from the most largest opinions, 5 ounces plus 5.4. I think Rav Willa calls it 2.5 ounces revius. You have a lot of different shitas. You have a revius in that kos. Feyita mehakos harishon kishir melo lugmav. So you have a melo lugmav, which is rov revius. So depending on what you use for revius is how much it is. But if it's if you're using 2.5, so then using 3, whatever it is, you have a little bit more than half. V'achakach yishpoch hayayin shebekos acher letoch kozeh. Then you pour in the other kos back into this. V'zeh niskan pegimos. So that's how you prevent it from being a kos pogum. Kedal'el besimin kuf pei beis sivav v'yuch lekadei shalav im yesh bo ata revias yayin. Then you can make kiddush on it. If you have that in well. Okay, so then, now, continues the Mechaber, Ulamachar, the next day now, for the daytime, Mekadish B'mash, Nisha B'Kois Rishon, you'll make Kiddush on what you have left over. Mishnah Berurah says, Nun Beis, right? Miloshen Ze Mashmed, Mekadish B'Ze HaKois Gufa, you know this oneself. V'Afli Abasif Yud, Kosev Tzarech Lios HaKois Mole, you have to have a full Kos, Ze Rak LeMitzvah, that's the best way of doing it. But it doesn't have to be all the way filled up. You have a big kos. Again, let's say you have an 8-ounce cup or something like that. You're not going to get the kos mole. The ein ma'akiv im ein lo. It's not ma'akiv if you don't fill it up to the top. Uposhet im yesh lo kos acher kotum izeb. If you would have a smaller kos, you have a 4-ounce cup or whatever it is, right? So in that case, tzorech lishpoch hayayin l'socha kadei shiyeh mole. If you could get it, you know, filled up, there's no inyan to use a larger kos. Reminds me that the Chafetz Chaim, the family, would not show others the actual becher that the Chafetz Chaim used because it was so small. And in Baruch Hashem, we have in a society where we're not necessarily scrounging around to put together a few ounces of grape juice or of wine. But back then, it was very difficult. So these are real shayos that come up as to what to do when you only have a little bit. Okay. Then continues the Mechaber. V'im lo haibo el revias betzimtzum. The next case, all you have is an exact amount of is a revias. V'nechzem imena belayla. Right? Mozgo lamacher v'hashlimu revias. Right? You should be moze. You'll distill. You'll add some water to it to complete the required amount of a shir of a revias. V'hainu dav kesheish lo kos achir lehavdala. That's if you have another kos for havdala. Shim lo kein mutav she'anicheno lehavdala she'yev shar bepas. It's better to leave that kos for havdala, right? Because you can't make havdala on pas. So that's better than now you have wine for the Havdalah. So Mishnah Berurah says here in Nun Gimel, We're talking about you have an exact amount. Lav dafka elahu hadin im afilu yesh lo yosem izeh elah da'achar te'imas melo lugmav lo yishar lo kishir revias. You could have more than that, but after you have your, you could have a, whatever sheet to use. Let's say you had 5 ounces, now you drink 2 ounces for whatever it was. Now you have less than a revias according to opinions. Elah d'nakat hachid revusa dafilu bezeh yesh lo takana ayideh mezigas mayim. You can still add water and save it. You can't, you know, there's a certain ratio. It can't be, you know, mostly water with a little bit of wine there. It must be a strong, stark wine that even after you add the water, it would still be the hello shame yain. Okay. So he says, Hainu Davka, right? Koi ala el shekosum de kashish bo kos echad mekadesh bo belayli. You have one kos, use that for the nighttime kiddush. Vashmina hainu davka. Okay, nun hey mutav, it's better to use the bread. Bezeh ayri hashulchan orach shakos hu shir mitzumsam umemuzag kvar. It's exactly a revius, and you've already distilled it once. Ve'ilav ha'achil halo yuchal lekadesh belayli lemozgo hashlimo gam lehabdala. You could have done the same thing that you did before, and we said use it for the next day. Use the remaining wine and add water. Use that for your havdala instead. So shianichenu lehavdala, says the Mishnah Berurah Nun Vav, yeshoyimrim the kiddush halayla odif mehavdala. Right, some hold that the kiddush at night is better than, more important than the havdala. Va'afil l'dasa shulchan orach, you go to shulchan orach, im yesh bo sheichar l'havdala, you have chamar medina, you have beer, something, mutav l'kadesh al hayayin. It's better to use the wine for kiddush. Dehal chuli alma mavdilin ha-shichra. Everyone holds you can use chamar medina, kemo shekosu v'simen reish tzadi vav, sif beis, okay, this will get there, mirat Hashem. But to make kiddush on chamar medina, many hold it's not allowed. V'gam al pas machmi rabbeinu tam. Okay, shenu pas lechein afilu b'shachris tov yosef shekadosh al hayayin im yesh lo shecher lahavdala. So if you have a choice, I had this one glass of wine, but I have beer also. So use the beer for havdala and use the wine for the daytime kiddush for kiddush rabba. Mihu mash nohagul lekadosh bebeis hakneses v'gam lahavdil beze bevade havdala. Right, so if you're going to be moitzi others, certainly use the wine for that. Okay, go back into the mechaber now. Ve'im yesh lo shnei kosos betzumtzimim acher hamziga. You'll have two, you know, cups left, each one having a revius after you did the added the water. Siyakadish belayla echad. V'yavdil al hasheni. So you should use one for the nighttime kiddush and use the second one for havdala. V'lo yikadish b'yom. And don't use one of the cups for daytime. The kiddush halayla odif, because that takes the preference. Nun zayin, says the Mishnah Berurah. Kleil b'simen zeh sif beiz gimel. Sorry, v'ayin sham b'mishnah Berurah sif cotton ches magen avram hevi b'shem shari knesses agadola de tov l'kadish al kos gadol. It's better use the more in the one coast. She shayir me osa kos lekiddush hayom lahavdol. Rather use one big one that I'd leave over for the next day. The hainu, this means v'hainu she is saknenu chol pam shlo yeh pogum. You're gonna keep fixing it, so it's gonna become pogum as you drink from it. Vayikach b'shachris lahavdol kos katan mehakoidim kedei shiyeh mole. You're gonna take a smaller one and you'll add that. Aval ha'eli rabba pikbeik bezeh haminagi. Questions this v'chein ma'im Mordechai m'main bezeh because of the tov yoser lasos kemin hagenu. So the best thing to do is to follow our minhag, right? 1 second, I'm just going to add on. In the footnotes of the Derech Berurah, he brings here, V'yesh oimrim shetoyv ba'oifin zeh l'kadesh al kos gedola v'yishar mimena l'kiddush hayom l'havdala al yedei shiyisakin oso b'chol pam shlo tiye p'guma v'shachris havdala yikach kos katana yoyse mishel halayla k'dei shiyite mole. Okay, he's basically quoting our Mishnah Berurah in Nun Zayin. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick it up tomorrow with fasting. And Yud Beis discusses what's the Seder for the Kiddush in Netilas Yadayim. Okay, we'll stop here.